Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. It's going to be a little bit of a different opening. I just want to let everyone know that if you are offended by cursing, this is not the podcast for you. We will be dropping a couple big C words and F-bombs as always, but just a heads up, so I hope you enjoy the show.
Talk about my posts today.
Can we please, because I don't think I've ever seen such a such a let me just lay it right on you type of post from you.
So here's the background. For the past couple months, I've had a couple of people, of my in-person people, so not even, like, show people, but just in person, that found me online and tracked me down to the gym I work at and asked to work with me. And these are normal people, like, not show people, just normal. And they asked to work with me, and one of the people at the gym that I work at was like, she's not taking any clients. And I said, excuse me? What is it, like, first off, in this place that I work, I'm not, like, I'm kind of in and out. Like, I talk to them a little bit, but I don't talk to them a whole lot.
Right.
And it was crazy for me to hear this. So, this was about 2 months ago. I still have a month to go for sessions. So, this would have been about 48 hours of personal training that I would have missed out on. I didn't get in touch with this person, if this person didn't say, well, I went to the gym and they said you weren't taking people, but I thought I'd just email you. So if they just would have took that person's word,
right,
then that, like, I would have lost out on those sessions. So I was furious. And then there was just something else that happened recently with an online client who, this was a male, so... A male said this and was like, oh, well, Christy's going to be really busy, so she's probably not taking anyone. You should just work with me. And I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
But then I was also, it's funny, so this is another little side note. So that's the backstory of it. There's one person that I love and respect. She's pissed that I use the word cunt, and I'm saying it right now because I think it's a funny word, and I love it. And... she's upset because I use that word, and I was like, look, I don't know, it's one of those things like Amber Rose in Slut Walk. She uses a slut walk, she calls herself a slut, whatever it is, whatever, right. Like, she takes the word back. And for me, partly it was just like an exclamation point. I have a friend, Kendra, who says cursing is her exclamation point, so people know that it's, like, important to her.
Yep.
So what better way to use an exclamation point than the word cunt?
Oh my god, you nailed it home. I think that they got the message.
So, side topic of that, that's what can lead us into, I don't understand how people can just decide for pregnant women what they're going to do after, before their pregnancy. How do they know what bills I have or whatever? Like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just had a client leave, actually, and I mean, for other reasons too. I think she was just upset because she has some stuff going on, but one of her reasoning was that, plus I know that, like, you know, your number one priority is building a human and you probably won't have time. And I was like, wrong, because I just took on 3 more clients who are starting their prep come January, and I'll have a newborn by then. Mm-hmm. So, no, like, I'm not going to stop.
Right.
I still have to work. This is my livelihood. Mm-hmm. And just because you bring a child into the world doesn't mean you stop. And I laughed and giggled because that's all I can do. Mm-hmm. Like, people, for some reason, think that you're not capable of continuing. And, of course, you're going to take a break. Of course you are, but that doesn't mean that I can't, while baby's sleeping, go online, check in with my clients. Like, I don't need, it's not a job where I am one-on-one 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. So, and don't you think we strategize that? Don't you think that we're smart enough to fucking think this through?
Right. And it's just blows my mind. And it's a little bit of a feminist thing, I think. Like, anyone should be able to pick what the fuck they want. Like, I don't know also about you, but during this whole process about whatever your belief is about abortion or not abortion, but doing this, it actually gave me even more. I never cared either way, but if a woman doesn't want to have a baby, she shouldn't have to have a baby. If there's some reason in her body that she thinks she's not okay with it, or something huge happens, it's her choice. And then if she wants to work and have a kid, or not work and have a kid, it's her choice. Like, there's, right. And I know we haven't even touched it yet because we're not in mom world yet, but I mean, I guess we kind of see it being pregnant, how many people are just like, you should be doing this because this is this. Yes. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. People have people asked you, because I've started to talk about maternity leave and how long I'm going to take off. And in my mind, I have been saying 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And everybody has been like, oh, no, you're going to need much longer than that. I'm like, says who? Like, you don't know me. I don't know my child yet. You don't know my child. And, you know, I might need longer. But right now, I like to plan ahead and get my ducks in a row. And this is what I'm going to do for me. Don't tell me what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Thanks for the advice and the tips. Yeah. I'm sorry it didn't work for you. But no, I'm going to do what I want to do.
You know what? I don't work for a company. Like, I don't get any kind of I have to pay my own insurance. Like, I have literally my own insurance, not just insurance for personal training, but insurance for myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm not insured by any company or any place. I don't get pay time off. I don't get sick days. I don't get any of that stuff. So I don't get maternity leave. I don't get short-term disability like I did when I was at Lifetime. So if I'm not working, I'm not making money, which is why I know we've talked about this, is why I did the online stuff and really pushed for the posing at my house or posing through Skype and everything else. That's why we have a 5G, like, ridiculous, but that, and because my husband's a ridiculous gamer too, but that's why we have such good internet, so I can talk to people and have a decent, if Skype ever works for us, connection. And so my goal is I'm going to not work for 4 weeks in person. You know what I mean? So that's my thing, and that's what I'm going to do. And if it works for me, then it works for me. But then I'm going to go and work 2 days a week to start and see how that goes. Because we have the ability to have a really good schedule, my husband and I. So he doesn't work 3 days a week. I'll work two of them at least. I'll have a day with him and, you know, work from there. But exactly right. People have so many opinions. It's like their asses, their elbows. It's like, yeah, I can't. And if I get yelled at for saying a C word, well, so be it.
So be it. Yeah, I don't blame you, girl. I feel like this whole entire pregnancy, people have been, you know, how you should be looking, what you should be eating, should you be exercising, you should do this, you should do that. No, actually, how come I've never heard this during other parts of my life? But for some reason, pregnancy is when everybody comes out of the woodworks and they're there and they're like God's gift to you, and they decide to tell you exactly how everything should be.
Yeah, it's true. But I guess if you think about it, people have told us about it in prep, but like they talk about it.
Right.
They don't say it directly to you because half the time people don't know. And they see you losing weight, and people who don't know anything or like, oh my God, you're too skinny, you're too this, you're whatever, whatever. But, or you're not eating enough, or whatever it is. But
my client just posted that. I think you commented.
Oh,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah. She was saying how she's sick of people saying stuff about her food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that she's not eating enough.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is? That night when she posted, she went out for sushi and froyo. So I was like, if they only knew.
And it's crazy. Like, I remember from the beginning of this, I think I've said, if I've learned anything from pregnancy, it's to keep my trap shut and have no opinion of anyone else's life.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
As long as you're not killing puppies, I'm okay. You know, whatever you're going to do.
And I think she was even like, I will eat you. You want to know what I'm eating? I'm going to eat you.
Right. Yes. That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So that was my day. And I loved it. You know, it felt really good, and I laughed, too, about it. And maybe it's for those who kind of don't know me, they're like, oh. Actually, it's funny because I got a couple texts being like, I can't believe you used the C word. And I was like, it just...
Yeah, I have to be honest. I was very, like, shocked by it. And I think that I know you fairly well. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I know you.
Yeah.
But I was like, ooh, that's something I would do. And I wouldn't even do that. Like,
I can't, like it's funny because I think we talked about in our full frontals, my dad is a kind of really fiery person. And that's inside of me all the time, that feeling. But I'm really good at, like, stopping for a second, choosing my words wisely, and moving forward and being like, okay, where is this coming from? But this was just a couple times, and I was just like, nope, that's it. I'm going off.
I think you chose your words wisely, though. Like, I think you thought about it, and you were like, yep, choosing these words.
Yeah, and I did. I chose my words. I sat it there for, like, an hour, because I like to do that sometimes, too, is you write it. Because sometimes you just write it, and you feel good, and you don't need to post it. So I wrote it. I sat it there. I joked with my client about it. And I put in, like, funny little tips, like, oh, I'm going to push a human out, like, so people could still get my, like, humor with it. And I'm still going to raise my kid like that, too. I'm going to raise my kid. She might not say cunt. I hope that she doesn't say it for a while. But I really hope that someday she feels okay to use a word and not feel bad that, like...
Yeah, I love it.
When someone's doing something wrong, she can be like, look, I'm calling you on this.
Right. So how is you are now? You also posted today your 30 days out.
30 days out. Nuts. It's nuts.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. My rib is still kind of hurting in my rib and back right now, just from sitting here, but everything else is fine. I've only had a couple Braxton Hicks that were like, holy Jesus. There was
how
one.
How do they feel?
Okay, so
how do
one
they feel like?
I know, that's what I said to my doctor. I'm like, how do you know you just don't have a high pain tolerance? How do you know if it's a Braxton Hicks or if it's just, like, whatever? I was walking around Target, and there was this tightness, like, a really intense tightness that, like, took me for a second, like, the, you know, you pull back a little bit in your breath, and I was just, had to slow my walk to, like, a, almost like, you know, those toy soldiers that have those little plastic things that go over each other, or the walking ducks. Like, that's how I was walking in Target, and it was a little while ago. And then I was talking, watch, it's going to happen again today. I was talking with someone about this happening, and that night, I was sleeping, got up to go pee in the middle of the night, of course, and I was sitting down to go pee, and I had the most intense, I was like, holy shnikes, like, just cramp and tightness and just, like, right, like, from my belly button down where it was. And it didn't let, it was literally lasted, like, maybe, like, a few seconds, and I was like, oh my god. It didn't hurt, it just was so intense.
It's so interesting what it feels like, it's, because it's what, just the tightening of your uterus, right?
Yeah, so it's just the, literally, like, it's helping push the baby out.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good on that. So, I feel pretty good about that, and I feel pretty good about, you know, going forward. I'm just looking forward to people not telling me my business anymore, devil men and women.
I can't believe that. I feel like even though we said, like, oh my god, like, I'm only 2 months in or whatever, but I can't believe now it doesn't feel that long ago that you texted me and told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I knew, so remember from what we talked about a couple times ago about my IUI, so I knew the day that I was inseminated, so I've known from, like, conception.
Yeah.
So I've known the whole days of the week kind of thing, and...
Right.
I was also talking about this today about how it doesn't seem, I almost forgot, like, January through June, July, whatever. It just, it almost is like a blink, and it was gone.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it during.
Right. No.
No. One of my Silver Sneakers people today, because I saw them again today, and they all have nice comments. See, for some of it, I'm like, for people who are older, I give them a little bit more slack with their comments.
Uh-huh.
And we'll talk about this in a second, too, but they're just about what their lives were like, and I let them slide on some of their comments. They did. One of the women hit my belly today. I was just like, no, that's going to make me go pee. Anyway. So, it's just like there's no boundaries. I'm like, why is there no boundaries? You wouldn't just come up and flap my boob, like, honestly.
Right. I don't understand. Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I tried to laugh it off, and I was like, oh, you're going to make me have to go pee. That's what I said, but, oh, God. Anyway. So they're commenting about my weight or not weight, and I think I don't remember if I told you this, but they were only told to gain about 20 pounds.
Back really? In,
yeah. So, and it's in the book too, Origin, the 9 months before birth, and it talks all about how different things can really shape your fetus / your child / your grown life. It's a really interesting book. I listened to it on audio. It was really great. I highly recommend it for people. But back in the, we'll say, 50s, 60s, women were told not to gain more than 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They were also told they could have cigarettes and booze. So,
right.
Yeah. It was very interesting. But when I told them I was at about a 30-pound weight gain, they were like, oh, you carry it so well. Like, first they were like, you're too small, and they're like, oh, you're 30 pounds? Oh, my gosh. It was funny.
Yeah. I feel like even my friend Stephanie, so Stephanie gained, I think she said she gained 32 or 30, and I remember seeing her at her shower and being like, oh, my God, she's so petite, and she's so tiny, and then when she told me today, because we were talking about it, I was like, holy fuck, like... You can't even tell. It's such a different weight. Mm-hmm. It just reminds you that it's completely different than gaining 30 pounds like in your off season, I guess you would say. Like it's totally different, and the weight is just distributed different, and your blood volume, your fluid, like your uterus, your everything, like it just shifts the baby alone, mm-hmm. right? Some can get 10 to 12 pounds. So that's crazy.
Yeah, it was, I 100% agree. And I've actually said that to a couple people. Like, I don't feel 30 pounds heavier. When I am in off season of just regular show prep, like my 10 pounds is where I kind of feel comfortable. I think we've talked about this before. Like you have your buffer. For me, and I'll say my buffer because remember everyone, I'm going to say this weight. But I am a small person, so get off my shit when I say this.
Get off my rock.
So it is, my zone is between like 113 to 118. So that's my happy place. My body likes to be there. It's hard to really keep it below there, and I don't feel comfortable above there. That could just be maybe because I feel my clothes that I buy, the clothes that I bought fit in that range, and if they get too tight, I'm not going to go buy more clothes because I'm cheap. But that's roughly where I like to be. So that is roughly between 10 and depends on what show it was. I've been as low as 104, which I wanted to shoot myself in the face. I was 104 at Your Yorton.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I went to the Cape at 106, and Chuck, who was like my kind of person that I leaned to at the time, who owns PNC, was like, you know, the only way to get better is to get leaner. And I was like, like head down, like went to my knees for a second, like hands on knees, like had to take a moment. It was like, okay, 2 weeks, I can do this. So I lost that other 2 pounds, and I don't remember what I think I was about 106 or 106, between 106 or 108 for my last couple shows that I did. Gaining, long story short, gaining weight after a show feels so much different than gaining weight for a pregnancy. And I think that's one thing I would love to tell people more, especially female competitors who are fearful. I mean, I know that I've had, I don't know if you've had this, but I've had some people who, I have a female who just trains with me, a normal person. She has recovered from an eating disorder and is still recovering, but she was a kid and went to rehab for it and everything. So she's worked through it for a while, and she's talked to me about how...
Treatment?
Yeah, and she went... I use the wrong words all the time. I apologize. I'm like, yeah, you know, she's like pounding back the beers and she went to rehab, you know. I'm so glad that you're like you just kind of work with me. You're like, Christy, you're a moron. Not the right word. Educate. I will know now that she went to treatment, not rehab.
Not rehab. Yes.
Anyway, so they, she talks to me about how in her head, that's why she doesn't think she'd ever be okay with getting pregnant, because that just sets up a fear thing for her.
Yeah. I mean, I had that. That was a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
But I will say, so I'm about 9-10 pounds up now, and it is so different. Like, when I see myself, and so Andrew, I mean, he works with me all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So he sees my body all the time. And so when I tell him, he'll be like, where's your weight at? How you feeling? Da, da, da. So when I tell him, he's like, this is a completely different, like, weight than what it was 2 years ago.
Right.
So it is completely different. Like, my arms are still very lean. My butt has definitely grown, but my legs are still lean. Like, my quads are still lean. Like, it's just a completely different weight that you are going to carry. And that's very hard to wrap your head around when you focus so much on the number, but it's so true. Like, it just is so different. You have a human growing inside of you. And I mean, that alone is different than, like, eating a bunch of food and gaining weight, right? Like, let's be honest.
Right.
It's like apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm. And I'll eat the apples every day because I love the apples right now. So the husband was like, wow, you have a thing for apples, huh? I'm like, I guess that's my craving. I don't know.
That's so funny.
But I think that's a good thing for people to remember. So I think what we can kind of title this whole thing is, like, first, it's okay to not listen to other people, because everyone's going to have something to say. Your mom said a great thing. She's like, you know, take a person and talk to them, but try not to go crazy and try to have too many people as you're, like, listening to too many people, because so many people might drive you crazy.
Yeah, that's so true. I definitely try to talk to people who, like, I try to choose one to two people that are in the moment that I'm in right now,
right,
or in the chapter, and then one to two people that are just out of the chapter, like, just finishing, and then 5 years out of the chapter. And that has, like, helped me a lot to be able to just go to them as a resource. Like, this is who I can talk to when it comes, like, after baby time. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody who is going through it right now, so they can understand and relate to me when it comes to these things. And that's really important so that you don't have too many hands in the pot.
Yeah.
And so it gets all muddy and disgusting and nasty, because your mind will go crazy. You'll Google and med, WebMed. What am I thinking of? What's that friggin'?
WebMD.
WebMD everything.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good, and so we're not just talking about babies, for people who are listening for prep and just real life. I think that's a great tool that they can use for prep in real life. You should, you know, have someone that's kind of going through it, but understand that it's a little different. Like, ours are going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Like, mine and your pregnancy right now is a little different. And take it with a grain of salt and try not to compare. Just say, hey, is this a normal thing? Like, maybe, like, in prep, like, how often do you go poop?
Right. And be mindful of your questions, too. So, like, you know, where I'm finding it difficult two, I constantly have to remind people who are asking me about my pregnancy and like, do you have any cravings? The big thing with like food and weight and stuff like that, I have to constantly remind people like, and I have diabetes, like mine is going to be so different than somebody without diabetes. And once they hear that, they're like, oh yeah, 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 yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's just different. Like, you can ask me these questions and I'll share with you information, but just keep that in mind. It's the same as like going through prep and me asking Matt, like, were you really hormonal? And did you cry all the time? How did your menstrual cycle go? That would be fucking stupid.
Good point. I like that. That's a good point. And I think that's also a good thing to say, like, you know, to know that people are going to experience it differently, and to keep your eyes open for that too. Like, there's no, and this is why I know we talked about this before, why it's amazing, whether it's prep or having a baby, science is science, where there's theories, but there's no 100% perfect.
Right.
So, and every goal is that. So you have to find out what is working for you in each one. Like, mine is my bath at night, my heating pad. That's how I get through the pain. And that's, you know, those are my big things. And some people would be like, oh, I can't sit in the bathtub, I can't stand it, you know, whatever.
That's so important. I'm trying to find, I'm at that moment in my pregnancy where I have to shift my coping skills. And my coping skills have always been like, go hard, or you're stressed out, go sprint, or lift heavy, or like go. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of stuff happen with like, my hip is really acting up, my back is acting up, like I'm just, she's growing, which is an amazing thing, but I also have, my abs are splitting, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but... But I have to remember that, okay, like, I have to be flexible too, and people will tell me their coping skills, and that might help and might not be something that works for me. So you have to kind of find what works for you and your own way of dealing with things.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I'm at right now, and trying to ask people, like, what did they do? Like, if they needed to shift their routine or shift their schedule, and what worked for them, if they still wanted to stay active. My boss has been really helpful because she went from running marathons, and she did like triathlons and marathons. And then when she got around 6 months, she no longer was comfortable running. And so she took up swimming, and I purchased a one piece suit, and I could do that. I'm going to take up swimming.
Oh, I'm so excited to see that. I want to see it. Oh,
one piece suit. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, that's awesome. You can rock it. You'll still be beautiful in it. No big deal. No big deal.
I told my friend, Stephanie, I tried to... So pregnancy is funny, too. She was like, I was going to tell you that the first 6 months you don't feel like you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then at 6 months, you're like, oh, shit. And she was like, I didn't tell you because I wanted you to enjoy everything. And I gave her an analogy of how it feels at this moment, where everything, like, I'm really good at juggling, and I'm like a pro juggler, and I have solid footing and ground. So I'm like juggling, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm now on slippery, like wet, oil-filled flooring, and I still have to juggle. And I'm like, no, like, who changed my flooring? Like, I don't understand. Like, everything has changed. And that's how it feels. Mm-hmm. And I have to just adjust accordingly and figure it out. And I find that very difficult for me sometimes, because I find what works and I'm like, yes, done, got it, and move forward. And she was like, no, man, you're going to keep on having banana peels thrown at you. I'm going to squirt gasoline. It's going to be great.
It's true. I mean, again, circle it back to anything else in your life. Like, probably the way I handled the thing today, I could have not gone old Christy on it and been, like, called out a C-word on people. But I did. I went back to an old coping skill.
You went back to the old coping skill.
I should have like walked forward in it, but it's true. It's gonna be always something that you're gonna have to learn to do. And I think we talked about this a little bit before, where, you know, people think that once they overcome something, they never have to worry about it again, and it's just in there. And I disagree with it. I think you're always going to have to overcome things and remind yourself not to flip the fuck out. Like.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree. The past, like, definitely the past week has been the hardest for me to try to figure out, like, who I am, mm-hmm. and that it's okay to reinvent yourself, because life is always going to be shifting, and you might think that you have everything, like, planned out, but it's always going to be shifting. And maybe this is what gets you ready for parenthood, right? Because mm-hmm. you never know. Like, this literally sleep deprivation, like, this is all preparing me for actually being a mommy. And God's, like, way of just telling me, like, guess what? You don't have to flip the fuck out. You mm-hmm. just have to adjust.
Right. Yeah, if you don't have a mental breakdown or call people the C word, just adjust.
Although it is kind of hysterical.
It is hilarious. Just don't.
I kind of like it.
Just don't call your baby girl the C word. Not okay, Christy. That's where we draw the line.
That's where we might cut you off.
Oh, gosh, literally. Oh, that's funny. So I think that's a good kind of thing. We went from, you know, like, just kind of what our lives have been like and how we've been handling it. And, you know, we try to relate everything, and whatever your phase is, if you're pregnant or not pregnant, or if you're in a show or not in a show, or if you're just in your everyday life, remember that every little thing, you're gonna have to kind of check some balance. And yeah. It's okay to have to check and balance every once in a while. So instead of reaching for the cookie or the C word in a different way, just stop. Think about what you're doing.
Think. I tell my so when I went to school, that was a big thing that I would reiterate over and over again with, like, clients that I would work with. And instead of a lot of the times, and I think we talked about this in the very beginning, but a lot of times we act upon emotion, mm-hmm. which can be a beautiful thing sometimes, but we forget, like, a middle piece. So we have, like, this yeah. feeling, and then we act. But in between, there should be a thought process, mm-hmm. and that's your checks and balances, or even, like, reaching out to somebody and saying, here are my feelings, and this is what I want to say, or this is what I want to do. It's the same with food. It's right. the same with, like, you know, just an emotional reaction that we have. It's the same with making sure our marriage is good, you know, or our relationships are good with our friends. And you have to have this thought process in between. And it really only takes, like, 5 to 10 seconds, maybe longer, but it literally just, you need to stop for a second before completely reacting. I did it this weekend with an email, and I wrote the email, and it was actually to a family member, but it was a very passionate email of how I was feeling, and I was hurt and disappointed, and I, like, laid it all out there, and I was like, babe, can you read this for me? And he was like, I wonder if I still have the list. I probably do. He wrote, like, a list of, like, things that he, oh, I do, hold on. So he read it. The first one was soften it up, add specifics, don't use the word asshole. And
maybe he should have wrote me notes.
I was like, but this is really how I feel. And he was like, I understand that, but you need to take it back a notch. I was like, okay, practice my own skill. Practice that skill. I got it. Practice what I preach. It's hard, though, sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just want to let it out. or just fucking grab the cookie. But then you have to think of the aftermath. Like, and I have to remind myself too, like, if I'm feeling this way and I act like this because I'm feeling this way, what am I looking to get out of it? What is the response that I'm looking for or the reaction that I'm looking for? And if you can envision it to be a negative reaction and it's not bringing you to the end goal that you're trying to achieve, then you need to fucking think first.
Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%. I love it. Soften it up. Don't say asshole.
It was like one dot, soften it up. Two, be specific.
Yes.
I was like, thank you.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. What a good Matthew.
Gotta love him.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So the moral of today's show is breathe.
Breathe.
And then if you want the cookie or the C word, still do it afterwards.
Right. If you still want it afterwards and you've thought about it and you've thought thoroughly through, mm-hmm. which you did. You chose your words.
I did.
You executed.
I did. And, Great. You know, sometimes you just have to kind of, you gotta do what you gotta do to get through.
Right. That's right.
I love it. I'm actually getting more shit as we're talking. Someone just wrote classy on the post. And I'm like, I almost am like, should I respond to the person or should I not? Like, I'm not offended that you don't think it's classy. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But I'm like, I'm sorry if you're offended, but this is my words.
You should just put hashtag no fucks given.
That would be even better.
That'd be even better. Hashtags no fucks given. Hashtags get off my jock.
All right. So we'll end this on a positive note with something positive from today. So Danica, what is something that you're positive for today or thankful for today?
I honestly am. This past week has been very, very just not, I haven't felt like myself this past week, and I'm very, very grateful for the clientele that I have. And one of my clients, maybe she makes essential oils, mm-hmm. and she made me a lavender oil, mm-hmm. and gave it to me today, and she put it right on my wrist, and she was like, I just want you to breathe this in at night, mm-hmm. and take a deep breath, and everything will be okay. And I didn't lose it, which I'm proud of, but I wanted to, because I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. But yeah, that was a really awesome thing. That was my positive.
That's awesome. I sleep with it I put it on my, right around my T-zone every night before bed.
You do?
Yeah, with lavender.
I'm going to do it. She told me, actually, to put it on the inside side of my foot. And that there's a lot of points there. So put it right on the inside, like a line.
Yeah.
And then right before I go to bed. And then to put it on, like, my wrist. And then on your T-zone, you can do it, too. But, yeah, I never thought of putting it on my feet. But
yeah. She
was like, yeah, put it right there.
I love that stuff. See, that's the hippie side that I love. And Mike makes fun of me all the time. I put on my T-zone a lot because when I go to sleep, especially when I'm having a hard time, I press like right where my eyebrows come to my bridge of my nose because there's a pressure point there.
Okay.
And I just kind of lightly press there as I'm trying to fall asleep, and it helps me to calm down or just to relax a little bit. And actually, if you ever see me in person and you see me rubbing my eyes like that, like if I'm pressing with both my hands against my bridge of my nose and my arc of the eyebrows.
Yeah.
I'm really, really frustrated or upset. So no, that's a sign.
Good.
But
no.
But that's why I put it there, because I just feel like it, I don't know, something. Like it just kind of seeps into my brain or something.
Yeah.
It helps me relax.
Aw, what is your positive?
What's my positive today? For people to have a sense of humor about it, too. Like, that people are like, I'm sorry people were dicks to you, but I'm so happy that, like, you're laughing and we can laugh about this.
Yeah.
Even though I still have some people that I'm going to piss off and that I clearly have or offended, but that people are just like, no, I get it. I get where she's coming from.
Yeah, totally.
It was kind of fun.
I love it.
And then I'm laughing at about it the whole time. Because really, in the end, my clients aren't leaving me, and it just did piss me off in a way that people had the balls to do that, and that people
right.
are that shady, not, I don't want to say shady, but people just, did they just assume that they're going to pick or make decisions for your life, and I just, that's something, maybe it's an insecurity thing for me. I don't know, maybe that's what it, why it triggered me so hard, but it was just something that I'm just like, no, you don't get to choose my life, I'm going to choose my life, so.
Right. I don't blame you, girl.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want to bitch at me, you can connect with me through. Oh gosh, I hope this wasn't the first time you've heard this podcast and me dropping the C word for you. And yeah. So anyway, you can talk to us about anything. Clearly, cursing's okay too. At championchat360@gmail.com. If you have any words that you'd like to say to me, you're more than welcome to say them. If they're negative, I'm probably not going to even say anything back to you. If they're positive, I'll probably just laugh with you. but anywho, you can get us both of our own personal social medias of all. We'll link it all below. And, you know, I think go out there and be good to people. We've talked about it before. Don't be assholes to pregnant women. Well, don't be assholes to any... Yeah, don't be assholes to any women. we all have to go out there and work with each other, not against
That's
each other.
Right. I agree.
Even if you're a man.
That's right.
All right, so from us, I hope you guys all have a good night and talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh.